after the first year of a University of Florida study to try to develop new organic strawberry production systems, growers are playing a critical role in setting priorities for the research project's future. The study stemmed from several issues strawberry growers are facing, including rising costs of production and increased imports of strawberries that threaten the sustainability of the Florida strawberry industry, one of two major production regions in the nation. But there are opportunities as well, as the demand for organic strawberries is growing and bringing with it a price premium for growers who can master the art and science of organic strawberry production. Therefore, the research team, consisting of universities, organizations, and private industry, is trying to develop new organic strawberry production systems. And rather than focusing on isolated problems such as weed management, the team is working with growers and industry leaders to develop solutions to growers' most critical needs. The result is a research project that combines cultivar selection, soil and weed management, pest management, and evaluation of consumer preferences. Growers spend up to an hour making observations and field assessments, and then pulled their observations to make four recommendations for future research priorities to the research team. Those priorities include using cover crops to suppress weeds and nematodes and improve soil health and keep costs down by using cover crops that would give the grower a chance to harvest and sell the seed or grain to offset the cost, finding out more about the effects of those cover crops on the soil, learn more about the interactions between cover crops, strawberry cultivars, and disease and insect and mite pests, and the development of economic models of the cost of production, yield, and net return for each combination of cover crop and strawberry cultivar. According to the team, answering the new questions raised by growers is essential to developing sustainable and organic strawberry production systems. Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.